This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, all right, many of you want to know how are we doing with this whole Omicron now spread. Keep in mind, Omicron was probably here for weeks, just with testing for it now. And so the more we test, the more we look for it, the more we're going to find. And I do believe, because we're still traveling and open borders and all that, Omicron will be here in as probably a more dominant strain. Current dominant strain is still Delta. So you're going to hear public health officials say, look, your vaccines that you're using are fine. The booster you're using is fine. And it's because our current threat isn't necessarily Omicron to that degree. It's Delta. Omicron will be some sort of a threat, whether it's mild or not, and then the health officials want to deal with it then. I disagree with their approach. So, and I'm going to tell you why I disagree with what's going on, because I disagree a lot with what's going on. First and foremost, Johnson & Johnson, a study on Johnson & Johnson shot, found virtually no antibody response to the COVID vaccine from Johnson & Johnson to Omicron. South African virologist Penny Moore found that a key measure of antibody levels fell from 303 against the original strain, which was, again, the one from almost 2 years ago, to undetectable levels to Omicron. All right? Pfizer obviously did better, but not Johnson & Johnson. So she said Omicron does need exhibit substantial immune escape. Oh, does indeed exhibit substantial immune escape from antibodies. The situation, I think, is even more alarming for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. There was, quote, no detectable neutralization in our assay. In the meantime, with Pfizer, Pfizer still offers some protection against Omicron. And I know some of you are like, isn't Omicron mild? I'll tell you in a second. Protection from the two-dose vaccine dropped to 33% compared with 80% of previous strains. Two doses, however, they say, are still 70% effective at protecting hospitalization or people from hospitalization if they get the Omicron variant. So Fauci at this time said, look, the shots you have are good enough. No need to do a specific booster. So there's a lot of interpretation of that. So many of you are saying, look, it means Omicron is mild. It means whatever vaccines we have are good enough. Yes and no. I am seeing Omicron mild in vaccinated individuals. I see that there was a lot of drama and a lot of knee-jerk reflexes when South Africa said, look, we have a new strain. I'm glad we know there's a new strain. And of course there's going to be a new strain because we are, you know, that's what happens each year. We get new strains. Where I beg to differ with Dr. Fauci is when he said there is no need, and if I could get his exact quote, at this point, there is no need for a variant-specific booster. This is where I couldn't disagree more. We should have been working on the vaccine booster each year, like we do with the flu, a year ago. Once we identified these very common repetitive mutations, these N501Ys, these E484Ks, we have, and I've said this tons of times on air, we have mutations that are prevalent in the alpha, in the beta, in the gamma, in the lambda, in the Omicron. Very common. And if you see a very common mutation, why the hell isn't our yearly shot, like they promised, updated for that? Now, there's been a lot of theories. One is the government bought a crap load of vaccines, they don't want to throw them out. So they want to use those, which is why we're still getting the boosters. Others say, no, it's more innocent than that. Most of us are protected. Omicron is mild. Whatever you have is working. I see both sides. But where I disagree with Dr. Fauci on this, and again, I'm not criticizing him, is we should have had by now the new mRNA vaccine that we could have used as a booster to protect against these vaccines. That should have been started a year ago. Once we started rolling out the current vaccines last December, January, and we were well aware of these mutations, then Pfizer and Moderna, from what we understand, were already working on those. We were told last year, don't worry, Pfizer and Moderna are already working on shots for the new mutations. And then all of a sudden, you didn't hear much about it. So here's Johnson & Johnson, you know, and I don't want the stock to completely, I mean, Johnson & Johnson gets their share of a lot of bad press, sadly. But no wonder the Johnson & Johnson shot doesn't work. It's 2 years old. Well, maybe not 2 years old. It's going after a two-year-old virus. It's changed. The flu shot from 2019-2020 probably isn't going to work that much against this year's flu. That's a no-duh. I mean, sort of fact. So there's going to be all this news and all these headlines. Oh, my gosh, the Johnson & Johnson shot doesn't work. Well, of course it doesn't work, okay? We're two seasons later. So when Dr. Fauci says, no need to make a very specific vaccine, I'm sorry, we should have been working on that months ago. We should be, is anybody in the lab now? Now, maybe they are. Maybe the reason why it's all hush-hush is because they think Americans are going to be like, no, I'm not taking another shot until it's the new one. Don't be putting any more boosters in me. I'm going to wait till the new shot. Maybe that's why they're keeping quiet. And then what's going to happen is there's going to be an announcement next year going, hey, guys, we got the new and approved shot. Maybe that's it. Maybe they're keeping it quiet. I don't know. But Dr. Fauci, being the physician that he is, a very highly decorated and highly educated, he should probably, you know what, doctors thinking he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, he should probably say the truth and say, yes, vaccines with the variants and these very common mutations could have been made and should have been made and are being made. But that's not what we're being told. So I'm like, wait a second here. Okay, any doctor would understand we should have been working on this a year ago. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We know some of you were calling in, but you're a little shy, so just give Daniel the question, and whoever wants to come on air will take your questions. In the meantime, Kroger has announced in a company memo that they are done giving paid sick leave to unvaccinated staff who catch COVID. And on top of that, if you are unvaxxed and a manager, you need to start paying an extra $50 monthly health insurance surcharge. Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen implemented a $100 reward to incentivize his nearly 500,000 workers to get vaccinated. But New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that masks are now mandatory in all indoor public places unless there's a vaccine requirement. And so what's happening, and this is a Cincinnati-based chain who obviously has a presence in New York, they are, a lot of these companies, they might not necessarily be imposing these rules on their own volition, but when you have public officials make these rules, then they have to turn around and make economic decisions. So, like, if you're in a state where, you know, it's, okay, masks, anybody who's unvaccinated has to wear a mask, and you need your staff to be able to show their smile, you need no masks. You can't operate to your best with masks. It's more of an economic incentive or a financial incentive for then you to mandate the vaccines because of what your local officials are asking for. Well, one such financial disadvantage is the paid sick leave. Now, if you are of a company that has to give paid sick leave for COVID on top of what sick leave you offer, then they're going to want you to not get COVID. And that rule in and of itself is going to make them say, look, we're either going to stop the paid sick leave or you're going to need to vaccinate. A lot of companies that brought forth the vaccine mandate, it wasn't that they thought that that was constitutional, or it's not that they thought that that was a fantastic idea. It's because of COVID and the CDC rules, if an unvaccinated employee is exposed, they have to quarantine. But according to the CDC, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to. So if a client comes in having COVID and your staff is vaccinated, they get to still work as long as they don't have symptoms. They get to still move on. The problem is if they, let's say somebody isn't vaccinated and, they got to be off 14 days. Then, you know what? I'm not vaccinated. You know, I'm starting to have a running nose. They're done. They're out. You know, to lose employees in the middle of this labor shortage, it is, you know, being an employer myself, it's horrible. Pre-COVID, people calling out sick, people being hungover, it happens. Emergencies, no babysitting, it happens. And, you know, we're going to support our staff, you know, but you can't overhire staff. You can't have two people for every position. You can't afford that. And, you know, I tell you guys, not only, you know, I could give you my perspective as a patient. I could give you my perspective as a doctor. I could give you my perspective as an employee. I could give you my perspective as a business owner. Having staff call out sucks. It sucks because you plan on that person doing that particular job. So when I had a nurse who was, you know, supposed to help me, you know, make sure that some of my patients, we were ruling out cancer, had their referrals, got in with their doctor in time. December's a busy time because everybody's trying to use up their deductible. Then they call out, now you lost that day. And so I would do stuff myself if I didn't have somebody else who had free time to do that person's job. My days would easily go from 6 a.m. to 9, 10 o'clock at night because I would cover what my staff didn't. They were great staff. I love them to death. But the stress of them not being there, that you don't have that person doing that job. So it's forcing a lot of employers to say vaccinate. I'm not going to force anybody to vaccinate. I'd like them to if they want to, but I'm not going to force it. But then do I have to pay for the sick leave? If somebody every 14 days goes, sorry, I was exposed again. Sorry, got to be off 14 days. Oh, damn, I was exposed again. Got to be off another 14 days. You run out. You can't be paying people to stay home. Because then your vaccinated people are like, wait a second here. So I vaccinated and I don't get paid sick leave because of COVID? Why the hell did I vaccinate? I could be home with my kid. So we have to be very, very careful with what we're doing and our approach. Trust me, I don't want COVID being spread in a workplace. But now that I know the vaccinated people could spread it just like unvaccinated, that's a real tough sell when your vaccinated staff is like, wait a second, why does he or she get paid leave for COVID? According to the Wall Street Journal, Kroger, for example, employs 465,000 full and part-time workers as of January 1st, told employees through a company memo that Kroger will no longer hand out 2 weeks of paid emergency leave. The only way the Cincinnati-based chain plans to change her mandate is if local government dictates them to. So again, this is being kind of passed down from government. Kroger will also require unvaccinated managers and non-union employees to pay a $50 monthly surcharge that will go towards company health insurance plans. Now, that needs some explaining. Because if you have a company insurance plan that is charging you as an employer more, I get passing that on to the employee. I get that. If you have an employee who smokes and an employee who doesn't smoke, and that's costing you more, then, yeah, there's more of a price share. I could understand that. I don't know if I would particularly do that, but I could understand it. There's some logic behind that. But if the health insurance is the same for every employee, and most health insurances, all right, you know, each employee, you know, we have to subtract $250 a month. Employers pay the extra $250 a month. And it doesn't really go into if they have diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever. Then where's that money going? Now, I understand a lot of employers have told me, look, Dahlia, because of COVID, it has turned around and our rates have gone up because of all the COVID hospitalizations that occurred within our staff. Yeah, but you can't, it's not constitutional to punish an unvaccinated for that if they weren't the ones in the hospital. And the other ones were. That is a little tricky. And then if you do have a frequent flyer, let's say you have an employee that always has to go to the hospital because they have COPD. Isn't that against the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, to punish them, make them pay more, make them make less money? I mean, you have somebody with COPD and they keep going back into the hospital and that's raising your rates. That's why we have the ADA, to protect them. Because if not, employers will say, you know what, let's hire only healthy people because otherwise the health insurance goes up. So you have to be pretty, pretty careful with that. So OSHA's mandate has not been enforced. OSHA's mandate was the mandate that is actually being imposed by Kroger, where anybody with over 100 more workers, this was what Biden wanted, and then OSHA in November said they have to confirm the workers are vaccinated or take weekly COVID tests by January 4th, 2022. But then OSHA had to step back going, no, we're not going to enforce it because they met so many lawsuits. So U.S. District Court Judge in Savannah, Georgia, refused to mandate vaccines for federal contractors. Today's lawyers for the federal government filed a notice of appeal, but this is going back and forth. General Electric and Union Pacific Railroad retracted their vaccine requirements. They're losing staff. GE also paused its implementation of the President Biden's executive order. Biden had signed in September, warning employees of government contractors to be fully vaccinated by January 18th. Exemptions can only be accommodated based on religious beliefs or disabilities. But New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants to make sure businesses don't follow suit. They want to make sure that businesses still carry this on. Mandates are back. Mask mandates. And then unless, of course, a business or venue has a vaccine requirement. So, you know, this is a mess. You don't have consistency. You have counties and cities doing different rules than others. You even have federal agencies saying we can't enforce this. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Kentucky to survey tornado damage. He's taking an aerial view of the devastated community of Mayfield. Biden also set to spend some time on the ground with residents of Mayfield and Dawson Springs. Meanwhile, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says stories of tornado survivors in Kentucky are harrowing.
But in recent days, we also heard about the generosity, the hard work, and the hope that are helping our state recover.
McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. Consumers are spending at a slower rate as retail sales in November rose slightly. Sales at U.S. retail stores, online sellers, and restaurants rose by just 0.3% in November from the previous month. It appears Amazon is once again having a big server outage. It has taken down Twitch and possibly other streaming platforms. USA Radio News. Republican politicians claim critical race theory in schools is teaching kids that American is inherently racist and people get certain advantages based on the color of their skin. And Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis explains how the state's new Stop Woke Act will address critical race theory in Florida schools.
It will put into statute the Department of Education's prohibition on CRT in K through 12 schools. No taxpayer dollars should be used to teach our kids to hate our country or to hate each other.
Russian President Vladimir Putin confirms that he'll be at the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in China, even as other nations are staging a diplomatic boycott. The Olympics are taking place in Beijing, but China's human rights record is leading many countries to say they won't send top officials to the Games. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know a lot of you guys have questions. I try to get to them as much as I can. If we can't do it on air, we do it through email, but I'll get to your questions as quickly as we can. So there's been a lot of, I guess, anti-America sentiment. And I speak to a lot of younger individuals, and many of them can't stand our country. That's literally what they said, I can't stand our country. And, you know, when I grew up, it was all about you love America. You know, you love what we stand for. You love our freedom. We see what happens in other countries. America comes in, can save the day. You know, maybe it was all kind of cartoonish, but, you know, we had pride. My family, immigrated here, became citizens, took the class, learned the language. They loved America. And to me and my family, America protected the family that survived from the Holocaust. So I looked at America as a safe haven. And so, I mean, I love America. Sadly, though, America, just like multiple other countries, have had their histories marred by some very bad things that were done. And when I would learn about some of the stuff that happened, a lot of the stuff that happened during slavery times, during segregation, whole slew of things that happened in our past, it's embarrassing, and it's something that we want to teach our kids about and go, look, never again. We don't do this. Okay? We don't kick a person out of a restaurant. We don't force them to sit somewhere. We don't force them to stay outside of a building because of their color or because they, you know, choose a health modality. We just don't discriminate. Okay? You know, we have our beliefs, we have our values, and this is who we are. And so I hope we learn from our past and we progress and we never become discriminatory, racist, biased, although much of the moves I'm seeing this year are very discriminatory and biased, and history repeats itself, sadly. But there's a lot of now concern on how our history is taught in schools. And critical race theory has been one of the biggest sort of focuses on curriculum, and it has consumed now school meetings, school boards, curricula, when, you know, history was one of the classes, and history is supposed to be given, you know, with both sides. It's supposed to be, you know, nonpartisan, and it's supposed to be an accurate account of what happened. And our history is not a very innocent history. Right? We've had a history that did things to our citizens and non-citizens that were atrocious. That we need to be aware of that. What we don't, though, need to do is take that a step further and tell people, you're bad. You did this. Right? Didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger have a family member who was a part of the German army or the Austrian army who then became part of the Nazi regime? Did anybody say Arnold Schwarzenegger was a Nazi? No. At what point do the children and the babies, grandbabies, great-grandbabies, great-great-great-grandchildren get to have a clean slate and be able to now do their life and be a good person and not be blamed for some of the bad things that happened? I mean, I am sure that there were Jews and Christians that turned Jews over to Hitler and they were killed. If any of you are relatives of them, that wasn't you. I mean, I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to call you guys a Nazi. I mean, I think we're having a little issue trying to figure out innocence versus guilt and how that extends to progeny. But at the same time, though, never again. We want to make sure that we don't make those moves again. So some people's approach is telling them, look, you have inherent biases. You are racist at your core. Others are, look, these are things that are racist. You do not want to resemble that behavior. Those are things that you don't want to do, that are bad to do. So Governor DeSantis has introduced the Stop Woke Act. And it's it stands for Wrongs Against Our Kids and Employees Act. And he says this is taking a stand against critical race theory in our schools and in the workplace by calling for the enactment of the Stop Woke Act. It is a new proposal that comes after the governor directed the Florida Department of Education to ban critical race theory in schools. According to the Associated Press, critical race theory is a way of thinking about American history through the lens of racism. Scholars developed it during the 1970s and 1980s in response to what they viewed as a lack of racial progress following the civil rights legislation of the 1960s. It centers on the idea that racism is systemic in the nation's institutions and that they function to maintain the dominance of white people in society. So the WOKE Act isn't like, well, W-O-A-K, WOKE, it stands for Wrongs Against Our Kids and Employees Act. And there's been a lot of controversy over employees and students being told, and I've taken these classes, I've taken these employee classes talking about how we could be racist. Now, so we've spoken about tribalism, we've spoken about, you know, you have a Dallas Cowboy fan. A Dallas Cowboy fan is not going to like the Eagles. They're not going to like the Giants. There's going to be bias. Humans, sadly, right, like to find like between like and then have a common enemy. Republicans do that. Democrats do that. There are people that discriminate and bias against Republicans and Democrats all the time. So my concern, though, is in addition to, I mean, if we are going to target bias, then, I mean, I will always reach for chocolate ice cream and not vanilla. I won't buy vanilla products. I'll only buy chocolate products. Is that bias? You know, we all naturally have likes and dislikes. We all find groupings. I was at UNLV's graduation. 60% of the graduates were women. When they brought that up, I think they brought up the amount of women versus men. People were booing the men. Okay, I don't want to boo another American. That's bias. There's African American, Asian, Hispanic, white men graduating, and people are booing them for being male. Why? That's racist. That's bias. So, you know, where do you separate the tribalism? Where do you separate your likes, your dislikes, your wanting to, you know, group with girls or group with Catholics or group with, I mean, you know, how do you navigate that while at the same time trying to teach kids that, look, you know, as we naturally try to find, you know, our groups and where we belong, and, you know, you got the Italian neighborhoods, you got, you know, like New York used to be. How do you do that without crossing that line and being racist, biased? It's a conversation worth having. Does that have to, though, the question is, does that have to pervade all of the history lessons, math lessons, English lessons? We still have racism, and it's horrible that we do. We still have bias. We have sexism. I mean, the fact that women in January are going to get to join a club for free and men can't, that's already discriminatory. You're already treating one group differently than another. In fact, I saw a school have a event that's only for families of color, where they're separating an event that we haven't seen that since the 1960s. They were doing it to be progressive, but in fact, that actually puts that people are finding that very racist. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and where this goes. What I'm being told is people are flooding to move to Florida so they could avoid what's being taught in schools and what's being taught in employee arenas. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. KALI. So many of you are excited about these new possible medications that are going to be out there. Apparently, we've got some interesting news on Merck, interesting news on Pfizer, because now, for about a year or two, people have been asking, why can't we use hydroxychloroquine? Why can't we use ivermectin? Why can't we use fluvoxamine? The government knows they need to step on it. The government knows that people are going to want to use what they're using in other countries to be able to try to treat their COVID because they don't want to be hospitalized. As Omicron cases are skyrocketing because we're finally testing for it, we still have hospitalizations that are high because of Delta, because of flu, because of pneumonia season. That's the season. Not to mention accidents and trauma and all the other stuff that happens during winter. People don't want to get diagnosed with COVID and then go, then what? So they want to take a medication. So if the government is not going to approve what's been used in other countries and what's out there, but they're only going to approve new medications, then, all right, they got to step on it. Well, Merck's molnupiravir has been in the making for a while, and it's going through the tedious FDA approval. But thank God the FDA approval is tedious, because we need to pick up side effects. Now, we spoke about the molnupiravir versus, like, the Tamiflu we use for flu. Tamiflu is a neuraminidase inhibitor where it prevents the exit of the progeny virus to be able to go and then infect others. So you can't get this big exponential viral load that can then go and get other new cells and multiply. Molnupiravir is a little different. It's a protease inhibitor, nucleoside analog. What it does is it interferes with the building blocks of the baby COVID's genetic material. So then when the baby COVID is made, it's mutated. And so it can't then be like a mama COVID. Mama COVID can attach to that ACE inhibitor, can just wreak all this havoc, wreak all this havoc. But nah. The baby COVID are mutated. So they can't reproduce. They can't do what they're supposed to. The mama COVID's like, what are you doing? They're like, what's wrong with my babies? That's what molnupiravir does. Brilliant idea. Brilliant mechanism. Apparently, it has some interesting data. 30% prevention of hospitalization and death. But, you know, it's a fascinating mechanism of action. But, of course, people are like, whoa. Okay, can something happen to us? Can it mess with our DNA? So apparently in studies, and this is being reported by Biospace, FDA will not authorize this medication in pregnancy. And they said there are hardly any clinical scenarios where the benefits could appear to outweigh the risks. They said the regulator has noted that although prescribers can issue the drug at their discretion, prescription should come with a warning and precaution notice. So what's going on? So the FDA briefing, and I'm going to review it. It's a little long. Apparently, there was a 3-month clinical study in animal models, and researchers found that molnupiravir caused cartilage and abnormal bone formation during the embryo-fetal development stage. The fetuses on rats and rabbits reportedly experienced incomplete and delayed ossification. Molnupiravir was given orally to pregnant rats at different dosage quantities from gestation day 6 to 17 and found skeletal malformations at the dose of 1,000 milligrams per kilogram per day. When the drug was given to pregnant rabbits, incomplete bone development was observed at doses 400 milligrams per kilogram and 700 milligrams. So even though that's more than what would be given to a human, nobody's going to want to go there. So they say, due to the embryo-fetal toxicity and bone and cartilage development findings in vivo, the lower exposures tested in the study and the lack of completed juvenile toxicity study, there are both known and possibly unknown risks for the use of this molnupiravir in pregnant and lactating individuals and pediatric patients. Oh, so I'm going to read through this. This is, again, breaking news. It's going to be interesting. I think molnupiravir is not recommended for kids, only recommended for 18 on up. So the question remains, where's our Tamiflu? You could give Tamiflu to infants. You could give Tamiflu to, I think it has to be over 1 year old. So we have medication for pediatric flu. We still don't have medication for pediatric COVID. And it's really hard to convince a parent when the hospitalization rate of COVID is very low in kids. Still there, but... So the question comes up, and I think Pfizer CEO has been warning people, just because we're coming out with a great Pfizer pill, I think the Pfizer pill shows 70% efficacy in preventing hospitalization and death from COVID. They said you still need to get the vaccine. And it's really difficult for people to take advice from the companies that are making money on these drugs. But me as a doctor, I'm going to tell you, I don't know how enthusiastic I am yet about these medications. Now, the Pfizer medication is a combo pill, very similar to used with HIV, very cool. And I don't think it's going to disrupt any of the nuclear sort of processes. So with that, and we've discussed how the Pfizer drug works, I'm a lot more open to that one. But if somebody says, so should we skip vaccines altogether? I can't say that. No, because we're just not there yet. And even though we have Tamiflu for flu and Zofluza, I still get my flu shot. Because once you had the flu and you thought you were going to die and it was bad, and then your kid gets it, I'm like, we're getting our flu shots. Plus, I just think the immunity I get in that boost from my flu shot seems to help me. Now, mind you, I'm a doctor. I've been exposed to so much. Still, that flu almost knocked my butt out. And so, it worried me. And so what's next? Well, Merck, you know, if you can't give the Merck drug to somebody pregnant based on animal studies, that means it's going to probably get a Category X or maybe a Category D. If we really do believe it causes... So you get a Category X when we know there's birth defects. And we aren't even going there with humans. So it's probably going to be an X or a D with the molnupiravir. Pregnant women, lactating women are still very, very concerned about what they do. A lot of them are getting the shot because we do know that COVID in a pregnant woman is devastating, can cause preterm labor. A lot of these moms are dying before they even get to see their babies because pregnant people are at a more immunocompromised risk. Some pregnant women, they have an amazing immunity, but a lot of them, they're more vulnerable. But we're still not there yet where people are comfortable with a lot of these newer medications and what we could do. So my vote is don't expect these medications yet to at all replace vaccine. We have a lot of work to do when it comes to COVID. Omicron. Omicron, meanwhile, is spreading. They're saying that hospitalizations are going up. I don't have a lot of the numbers, except we're being told that a lot of them are in vaccinated individuals. So many of you have asked, wait a second here, okay? So if vaccinated individuals are getting Omicron, is Omicron targeting the vaccinated individuals? I don't believe so. What I think is happening is we have millions of people, 430 million people vaccinated. Your sample size is obviously bigger. We have more Americans vaccinated than not. So if there are going to be COVID cases, yes, the majority of them have now had a vaccine. So I think one is a statistical issue. Number two is many of the vaccinated people might be more inclined to test than an unvaccinated. A lot of unvaccinated people, they know that if at all they get exposed to COVID, they have to leave work. But if they're vaccinated, they don't have to. So if they don't have a COVID positive test, nobody could tell them necessarily to leave work, unless, of course, they had an exposure. So a lot of unvaccinated people want to still stay under the radar. So if an unvaccinated person gets some sniffles, they're going to be less likely to go and test unless they think somebody around them is going to be at risk. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.